The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Abraham Donko. In the headlines, President Mahama says macroeconomic stability will be consolidated to maximize benefits. Nana Akufo-Addo insists his free SHS policy is feasible and will be implemented if voted into power. CPP flag bearer takes campaign tour to suburbs of Accra and urges electorate to vote massively for him. Minority welcomes moves by majority to rectify all controversies pertaining to CI-73. Crop farmers want to beware of fake and adulterated pesticides and weedicides on the market. Mali's interim leader formally asks ECOWAS for military intervention to retake territory in rebel hands. And U.S. First Lady back husband for a second term bid. First, the summary with Barbara Yakubu.
President Mahama says government will consolidate the stable macroeconomic gains whilst exploring new avenues to maximize benefits. This was among many critical areas he outlined in his policy statement presented to the nation yesterday. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, insists that his free SHS policy is feasible and will be implemented if voted into power. This is a reaction to criticisms against the feasibility of the policy. Nanadu spoke to Radio Ghana on the sidelines of his Restoration of Hope tour in the Tema West constituency. The flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Abu Sakara Foster, has reminded the people of Alaju, a suburb of Accra, to cross-check their data at the ongoing exhibition of the voters register to ensure that they are not disenfranchised in this year's elections. This was when he took his door-to-door campaign tour to the area where he interacted with spare parts dealers, mechanics and traders. Mali's interim leader, Diakounda Touare, has formally asked ECOWAS forces to intervene to take back the northern half of the country from Islamic rebels. ECOWAS says it is prepared to send a 3,000-strong force into Mali. And U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has made an impassioned speech backing her husband, President Barack Obama, for another four-year term. Closing the first night of the Democratic Convention, Mrs. Obama spoke of the couple's shared background in struggling families. The president is aimed to recapture the political spotlight after last week's Republican Convention.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama has directed the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to take final steps towards ironing out outstanding issues regarding public service workers' single-spine salary structure. To this end, all challenges regarding the pay structure are to be addressed in the next few months. This was among many critical areas outlined by President Mahama when he presented his policy statement to the nation, outlining a number of development projects his government hopes to achieve in the next 4 months. President Mahama said his government will consolidate the stable macroeconomic gains whilst exploring new avenues to maximize benefits. Pascalina Dadevo reports.
Smartly dressed in a dark suit, President John Dramani Mahama brilliantly read out the 23-page policy statement. The document contains a continuation of what late President John Evans Atta Mills started in the last 3.5 years. The president looked at agriculture, industry and the private sector, job creation, oil and gas, health, foreign policy, peace and security, and the forthcoming elections. On salaries of public service workers, which have generated a lot of controversy in recent times, President Mahama stated bluntly that increased pay must come with increased productivity. To this end, the Public Services Commission is to provide a revised framework to measure performance of all public servants, and this is to be reviewed quarterly.
Let me say emphatically to our public servants and the public services, the public does not believe that it is receiving value for the money that it uses to remunerate us. The positions we occupy are meant to serve the public and not to lord it over them. That is why we are called called public servant. I'm directing the Public Services Commission to furnish me with a revised framework for performance in all public service institutions, which must be completed quarterly. I'm also inviting organized civil society to get involved in assessing how our public services, health, education, utilities, sanitation services, electricity, are responding to our citizens' aspirations.
Records show that the manufacturing sector contributes about 3% of the country's gross domestic product. This shows that there is over-reliance on foreign products than what is locally manufactured. The president announced the inauguration of a public sector advisory council next week to serve as apex for addressing all the challenges to industry and the private sector.
This is the area of my utmost passion. Our country has consolidated some of our economic fundamentals, and we are at the threshold of transition from lower middle income to middle income status. This phase has been largely led by government. The next phase of transformation, which will graduate us to middle income status, must be led by the private sector. We must implement a transparent program to market the manufacturing opportunities that exist to Ghanaian businesses, who will be encouraged to adopt and implement them with the active facilitation and support of government. I expect the identification of the potential manufacturing activities to be completed by next week for discussion with industry to commence the week after.
On education, President Mahama noted that about 33% of the country's population is illiterate. The vision of government over the next 10 years is for every child to have access to education. He stated that even though the 1992 Constitution states free, compulsory and universal basic education, free education must be looked at practically, keeping in mind available resources.
Our argument should not be about free secondary education. This vision of free secondary education was captured by our constitution drafters in the 1992 Constitution. What our discussion should be is what is most practical and pragmatic at this stage of our national development and with the resources available to us. I've asked the Minister of Education and the Minister for Finance to quickly review all outstanding payments to the educational institutions, including the subsidy to senior high schools and the arrears in capitation grants, and to begin making these payments by the close of next week.
Government's policy towards governance and anti-corruption is to ensure an all-inclusive government. With this, there will be a meeting between the president and leaders of other political parties twice a year. President Mahama also announced the implementation of a Constitution Review Implementation Commission that will look at actions that promote good governance, like reducing ethnicity, corruption, the winner-takes-all attitude, and misuse of state funds. The president stresses on the local content policy.
We will put in place monitoring mechanisms to ensure local content and give priority to Ghanaians in job opportunities and procurement practices. Government's own procurement processes must set an example of local content preferences. When we look at the major sector of investment in our country, such as in the banking, industrial, and the mineral sector, we see large amounts of investments which must target local job creation as well as the development of local capacity. It is in the long-term interest of investors that there should be an increasing amount of local participation in their investment activities.
President Mahama also touched on issues concerning judgment debts. He has directed the Attorney General not to make payments exceeding a certain amount with respect to judgment debts.
Certain judicial processes against government has occasioned significant state resources having to be paid out to those who have initiated those processes. While legitimate debt of the state must be paid, it would appear that in some instances payments have been made in circumstances that, were all the facts known, those payments should not have happened. I'm directing the Attorney General to ensure that no payments on account of judgment debts above a certain amount are made without clearance from Cabinet. As President, I'm absolutely committed to addressing these aberrations in our national system of payments. In this regard, the Minister for Justice and Attorney General is requested to take action on the following immediately. Ensure that all monies paid to persons and institutions who do not deserve them are retrieved through all legal means at the disposal of the state.
As the country goes to the polls in December, the President urged all political parties not to let the different views they have lead them to insult each other. He said, diversity notwithstanding, his government will embark on the political season with the purpose of uniting the country in peace.
Pascalina Dadevu reporting. Meanwhile, the Vice President of the Ghana Journalists Association, Roland Afumoni, has described as excellent the President's delivery of the policy statement. He has, however, asked media practitioners to monitor and ensure that the President backs his words with actions.
I think he defined the parameters within which the speech was going to be made, and he stuck to those parameters. And he said he called it a State of a Nation address. One could see that his skills as a communicator were in full glow, and the way he articulated the highlights of the policy initiatives, and most especially his commitment to match action with words. So as media practitioners, ours is to watch, monitor, to ensure that there are no gaps between his words and his actions. Otherwise, you know, a different story is told when it is time to assess him.
Radio Ghana solicited some reactions from some individuals who were present at the Accra International Conference Center where the president delivered his policy statement. First is a leading member of the Convention People's Party, CPP, Professor Ajimabedu Akosa. The chief executive of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, flag bearer of the People's National Convention, Hassan Ayariga, and Deputy Minister of Transport, Jifa Ativo.
I'm glad that he did say that there will be a roundtable to look at what can be achieved. We must achieve the MDGs 4, 5, and 6. And that, for me, is something that has got to be done. But I think what, for me, I take out of here is the fact that His Excellency the President is prepared to work hard to bring an inclusive government and reduce the impact of the winner-take-all policy. And I think, for me, that is where we should be going.
You see, before I came here, I prepared a question on judgment day, but it was addressed in a way that I could no longer ask my question. So he addressed corruption in a way. But of course, we are also always very a bit hesitant when it comes to this, because pronouncements can be different from action.
You and I know that political parties have launched their campaign and they will start campaigning. And even though he has a team, but the question is that all this team and the members of this team are going out there to campaign. So how is he going to deliver in 3 months? And I like the idea when he said that he was going to bring all political heads together in the future to sit down and discuss and implement issues on the economy.
It was an excellent delivery. If you compare this to what the flag bearer of the MPP did, this is an excellent delivery. He was just on the point, the questions, he answered them to the best of his knowledge, and people appreciated him for that. The highlight of the delivery for me is the way the public servants work. They start on it, and I'm very, very happy about that, because at times you give them directives, they just do it the way they want to do, and it's not helping the government to move fast the way we want to move. So,
those were reactions from some public officials. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nanado Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has promised to make Tema the industrial hub of Africa if he voted into power. Nanado said he will revamp VAALCO and make the oil refinery more effective to address the intermittent gas shortages. He said gold did not make Ghana poor, but bad leadership has impoverished the nation, hence his quest to seek power to create more jobs for the youth. He was addressing teeming youth on his Restoration of Hope tour in the Tema West constituency of the Greater Accra region. Brighton Trauma has sent this report.
Nana Addo, accompanied by the incumbent MP Irene Natoshi Addo, the General Secretary of the party, Kwejo Uso Efriye, and other regional executives, first visited the Tema General Hospital. Nana Addo donated bags of rice, sugar, cooking oil, and an undisclosed amount of money. The MPP flag bearer was briefed on a number of challenges facing the hospital. Facilities at the accident center, which is a referral center, are woefully inadequate. He promised a facelift if elected into office. He later inspected the maternity ward and OPD. Nana Addo also visited Ajay Kujo, a predominantly Muslim community, where he committed his Tema campaign in the hands of Allah and addressed the people. He promised them of the Zungu Community Fund to give a facelift to this community. He reiterated his free SHS, which was greeted with applause from the youth gathered.
We need to protect this country with quality education. That is why I'm promising free compulsory education when I'm voted into power.
Free secondary education.
Also revamp the NHIS, which seems to be collapsing.
The team donated bags of rice, sugar, cooking oil, and an undisclosed amount amount of money to the Ajaykujo School for the Deaf. He later sought God's guidance from the Breaking Yoke Ministry International. He again asked the men of God to pray for the maintenance of peace. The MPP flag bearer visited the Texco market on the Spinters Road and interacted with market women and traders. He asked the traders to have hope in the MPP and vote massively for the party to stabilize the economy. Nana Addo addressed drivers and petty traders at the Sakuna taxi rank. The MPP flag bearer reiterated his promise to revamp Valco and Toll.
The future of Valco is an important national asset. Telling the Kufoya of Bokoji shares in Ghana, man, because it was going to be an integral part of the aluminum integrated industry at SUA or Ghana. A power aluminum is capable of giving us the necessary supplies for supporting that initiative. So, gas has been here. Come out 4 years, Such shortages of gas to find them. And a different policy, but yet we have been here for a moment. Our is a big sense to me. The young Casta, you need to be a man. Spanko Yatum, Paul Yatum. And then I'm in fashion also on this. These are assets that have been created over years for our country. And they are now idle. For me, I don't understand it. And I believe, so we're going to come my point, not Ghana, France, I'm going to begin with some of the MPP. These places will be up and running again in the interest of the workforce in Tema.
The MP for the area, Irene Atoshi Addo, said the battle for the Tema West constituency is based purely on issues and not personal attack.
It's not about personalities, it's about issues, it's about policies that are going to be put into place, and that's what they are voting for. And it's the best thing that is going to happen to Ghana, because sometimes people look at the personalities, but when they're looking at issues, policies, and they're going to vote, then we are getting into a better Ghana. I don't see this seat as just a position, I see it as a ministry, and I guess that God called me into this to come and help the Tema West constituency.
Nana Addo crowned his tour with a mini rally at Tema Community 2.
Brighton Tramers report. Meanwhile, Nana Akufo-Addo has thrown a challenge to the president to openly come out to condemn brutalities against members of the NPP since the NDC assumed office in 2009. His comments come a day after the president extended an olive branch to other political parties to sit at the table to discuss issues of national concern. Nana Addo said he has no problem joining the president in discussing such matters, but the president should show firm commitment in addressing the issues raised by the opposition. Nana Addo spoke to Radio Ghana on the sidelines of his Restoration of Hope tour in the Tema West constituency.
There are concrete matters that we have to address. For instance, we have yet to hear any apology, sense of remorse, regret about the incidents that took place at Agbogbochi soon after they took office in 2009, which led to some deaths. We have yet to hear any sense of remorse about the events that took place in Akotia. Again, we saw the same phenomenon in Chepani. We saw the same phenomenon at Tiwa and in Tamale too, where MPP activists are brutalized, the police did nothing about it, up to now no arrests have been made, and the political leaders of the country also never made any statements expressing either regret or remorse or sympathy for the victims of these events. Those are the kind of bridge-building measures that we want to see. The president come out and say he will not tolerate those kind of incidents again. We are 100% on board the idea of peace. So if those are the matters that the president is calling us to talk about and give us assurances that in this peace period that he holds the reins of the state, he will make sure that events like that don't occur again, I would welcome such a meeting. But even if it's just merely a photo opportunity for us to sit around the table and be seen to be girlfriends, etc., when there's really no substance on the table for us to talk about, I wouldn't see the really the necessity for it.
Flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo. Still on politics, the flag bearer of the CPP, Dr. Abubakar Foster, has taken his door-to-door campaign tour to Alajo suburb of Accra, where he interacted with spare parts dealers, mechanics and traders. He challenged them to cross-check their data at the ongoing exhibition of the voters' register to ensure that they are not disenfranchised in this year's election. Dr. Sakara said elections are won at polling stations and urged them to vote massively for the CPP to ensure one-touch victory. Yahya Kwama has found this report.
The CPP presidential aspirant, Dr. Abusakara Foster, said the party will revamp all collapsed factories under the watch of the MPP and the NDC. This, he said, will help create jobs for the youth. Dr. Sakara said the CPP will train party agents to be vigilant to ensure that the party is not cheated on the voting day.
Before they go to vote, call a register of the voters, organize themselves to meet in one place, and then when they go to vote, they should record who voted and what are the outcomes. Here. So no longer will we go to a polling station and the party is going to steal the votes of CPP again, because we are going to check them, boot for boot. We're going to make sure that our members are empowered, count the votes on the day, register the numbers who came to vote on the day, and keep a record so that we can contest any malfeasance that has gone on those polling stations.
Dr. Sakara said honesty and integrity remain core to the values of the party. This, he said, is the only way the country can develop. Dr. Sakara questions the free senior high school promised by the flag bearer of the NPP, saying what the country needs now is quality education at the basic level. He said most senior high school students who could not make it to the senior high school are walking about without anything in mind to do. According to him, what the CPP will do is to establish opportunity industrialization centers across the country to train the youth who could not make it to the tertiary level.
A report by Yahya Kwamwa. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama says macroeconomic stability will be consolidated to maximize benefits. Nana Akufo-Addo insists his free SHS policy is feasible and will be implemented if voted into power. CPP flag bearer takes campaign tour to suburbs of Accra and urges electorate to vote massively for him. Minority welcomes move by majority to rectify all controversies pertaining to CI-73. Crop farmers want to beware of fake and adulterated pesticides and weedicides on the market. Mali's interim leader formally asks ECOWAS for military intervention to retake territory in rebel hands. And U.S. First Lady back husband for a second term bid. Please take.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. The Deputy Majority Leader, Rashid Phelpo, says all the fundamental problems identified in the CI have been corrected. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Phelpo said a new document representing the true picture of four constituencies in the country is expected to be printed and given to parliamentarians for review.
Yeah, the fundamental problems that were identified, i.e. being that some electoral areas were displaced and some electoral areas, the spellings of the electoral centers were also misspelled, and some petty mistakes that were identified in the CI 73 have been corrected. So we expect that this document will represent a truer picture of what the electoral commission wants to present to parliament. And the expectation is that we want to have a copy of that document which will represent the true representation of all the constituencies, not just the 45 constituencies people are talking about, but all the constituencies in the country, and would have a legal framework at the end of the 21 days for us to run the election successfully.
But have you cited or have you received a copy of the new one?
Yes, copies are. In fact, at the point when the, let me take you through how this is done. It is true that in our standing orders, we lay a paper as soon as enough copies are available. But in the case of a CI and an LI, it is expected that the copy is brought to Parliament and laid. When it is laid, it is then sent to the government publishers or printers, so they can print the copy, in other words, to gazette it. After gazetting it, it is given a number and it is available for everybody.
Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Phelpo. The Minority Chief Whip Frederick Oparian-San has welcomed the move by the majority in Parliament to rectify all controversies pertaining to CI-73 and replacing it with new CI. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Oparian-San hinted that the minority will suspend its boycott and return to Parliament only after all the corrections in the CI are rectified.
after the walkout we staged yesterday, which occasioned the majority reviewing its position on the matter that we had submitted yesterday in view of the so-called CI-77, which is totally ending in Parliament. There were indications this morning of the preparedness to withdraw the CI-73, which was laid on 15th August.
That was the Minority Chief Whip Frederick Oparianson. Former President John Ejikum Kufu has asked the Electoral Commission to provide a level playing field to all political parties in the upcoming December elections. He said the intention of the EC to create 45 new constituencies can have serious implications for the peace the country is enjoying. Former President Kufu explained that his comments regarding the political atmosphere, especially on the creation of new constituencies, should not be seen as meddling in the governance of the country, but rather a caution to ensure peace before, during and after the December elections. President Kufu was addressing youth leaders from various special institutions at an inaugural workshop organized by the John A. Kufu Foundation in collaboration with the International Republican Institute. Farmers have been warned to beware of fake and adulterated crop protection products such as pesticides and weedicides on the market. They should thoroughly check the genuineness of these products before using them on their farms so as not to destroy the plants and soil quality. The Ghana Agri Input Dealers Association, GAIDA, sounded the caution at a forum in Accra. To the foreign front, Mali's interim leader, Diokunda Traore, has formally asked West African forces to intervene to take back the northern half of the country from Islamist rebels. President Traore formally sent a request to the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, to provide a military contribution to stabilize the country and especially reconquer the north, adding that this is an important development. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has made an impassioned speech backing her husband, President Barack Obama, for another four-year term. Closing the first night of the Democratic Convention, Mrs. Obama spoke of the couple's shared background in struggling families. She also noted the extraordinary privilege of serving as First Lady. President Obama will formally accept the nomination tomorrow and face Republican Mitt Romney in November. A recent opinion poll showed that Mr. Obama maintains a thin lead over Mr. Romney. To end the news, the main points again. President Mahama says government will consolidate the stable macroeconomic gains while exploring new avenues to maximize benefits. This was among many critical areas he outlined in his policy statement presented to the nation yesterday. And U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has made an impassioned speech backing her husband, President Barack Obama, for another four-year term. Closing the first night of the Democratic Convention, Mrs. Obama spoke of the couple's shared background in struggling families. And that ends the news presented by Abraham Donko in Accra.